How's it going, guys? Pass level question for repro. Step 1, OBGYN 2CK. 36-year-old woman, G1, P0, 39 weeks gestation. No prenatal care, fetal heart rate monitoring is performed. And then question wants to know the most likely explanation for these findings. Now, if you're studying for 2CK, this is hyper easy. Okay, for those of you studying for step 1, these fetal heart rate tracings do show up on the exam, albeit, yes, they are more of a 2CK step 3 tilt, okay? And I talk about them in my PDFs. I made prior clips. So let's just hop through. Choice A, fetal head compression, correct answer. Now, what we have here is the uterine contraction and the dip in the fetal heart rate occurring in the same y-axis. This is called a deceleration when we have a transient bradycardia with respect to the fetal heart rate. Now, if it occurs in the same y-axis as we have here, that's called an early deceleration, which means fetal head compression. Okay. Now you should know that accelerations refer to fetal well-being. Now every 20 minutes, there should be a transient increase of about 20 beats per minute that lasts about 20 seconds in the fetal heart rate. Those are called accelerations. Okay. They mean fetal well-being. Well, if you have transient bradycardia instead, these are called decelerations. And as I just fucking said, if the deceleration occurs in the same y-axis at simultaneous to the uterine contraction, it's called an early deceleration, and USMLE wants you to know it's fetal head compression. Let's just hop through the others. Choice B, fetal sleep state, wrong fucking answer. This will present as a straight line for the fetal heart rate in the normal range of 110 to 160 beats per minute. Okay, that just means fetal sleep state. They'll show you that graph and not complicated. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, maternal fever, wrong fucking answer. What they're going to do is show you a straight line for the fetal heart rate, but OMG, rather than giving it to you in the normal range of 110 to 160 for fetal heart rate, they're going to give it to you 180. Okay, that's what they do. It's not dramatic. So they'll just show you the fetal heart rate, 180. It's a straight line. They have similar answers as I have here. The answer is just maternal fever. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, umbilical cord compression, wrong fucking answer. This is going to be variable decelerations, meaning you're going to have transient bradycardia with regard to the fetal heart rate that bears no relationship with uterine contractions. Okay, so variable decelerations, umbilical cord compression, and then uteroplacental insufficiency is going to be late decelerations where we have a contraction of the uterus followed by a slight delay in the fetal bradycardia. So in this case, where we have early decelerations for head compression, you can see they're in the same y-axis. Well, if you were to draw a line between the zenith, the crest of the uterine contraction, and the nadir, or the trough of the fetal heart rate, and it bears a positive slope, in other words, the fetal heart rate is slightly protracted or delayed with regard to the contraction, then that is a late deceleration, okay? And that's going to be fetal hypoxia slash uteroplacental insufficiency. Now, USMLE doesn't want you to do any treatment for fetal head compression. It's considered fairly benign. For variable and late decelerations, you're going to do a triad of stopping all oxytocin if the woman is on it, positioning the female left lateral decubitus, and giving oxygen. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.